Hello, 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 beautiful, and welcome to our new episode of the Women's Strength Society show. I'm Dragana, and I help you to get freaking strong, feel confident in your skin, and transform the way you look. Today, we are going to talk about two big misconceptions when it comes to looking toned and becoming healthier. I see this with the vast majority of my clients, who are all hard-working women, believing that more is always a good thing, but more is not better. Better is better. And the two things you probably don't need more of to achieve your goals are more discipline and more restriction. So let's dive in and look first at the discipline part, because this is something that I hear so often. I need to be more disciplined. You probably don't, but let's talk first about what discipline even is. So, discipline is the ability to do things even when you don't feel like it, or regardless of the circumstances you're in. In some cases, it can definitely be a good thing because it enables you to push through and get things done. But it also requires quite a lot of energy to go through that resistance, and sometimes discipline requires sacrifices. Again, this can also be a good thing in the right context, but it doesn't mean by definition that when we apply ourselves to push through that resistance, or we sacrifice things we like or enjoy, that discipline will bring us closer to our goals. What it means is only that we applied ourselves and that we made a sacrifice. On the flip side, it gives us a structure. And when things are not working out the way we want, we tend to seek out more structure because that gives us a sense of security. We feel in control, and because of this, we think that we are going to be able to reach our goals. But the thing is, our bodies are not machines and our lives are not lived in a lab where the environment is extremely tightly controlled. You are not a robot. So when we try to change our biology, we must expect that things are going to evolve in a nonlinear way. Let me give you a concrete example to help you understand better why more discipline is not always the right move when you want to improve your look and your health. So, I'm in a fat loss phase right now, and last week my weight did not move. It was stable the whole week, even though I knew I was eating fewer calories than I burned. So I should be losing weight, but nothing moved. And then suddenly I woke up after 7 days of no change happening on the scale, and the weight dropped by almost 1 kilo. Now, I could have thought I needed to be more disciplined. I was not eating the same amount of calories each day, nor was I doing the same amount of steps each day, but overall, it was still quite consistent. So in that specific case, what I needed more of was not discipline. It was, drumroll, more patience. I just needed to wait a bit longer, and being more disciplined would have made my diet and my life more rigid, which right now is not what I need and want in my life. And the problem with more discipline is that for someone who's already structured in the way they do things, more structure can become problematic. When it comes to eating, this is where disordered eating or even eating disorders can begin to take birth. More discipline becomes a compensation for something that is lacking, and most of the time it's one, a lack of understanding about the process of how the body changes, and number two, a lack of options about how to eat healthy while having some degree of flexibility. If you understand better how the body reacts to changes in food intake, training, steps, menstrual cycle, or sleep, you will have peace of mind when it comes to the weight on the scale because you will know what it means. This enables you to, quote-unquote, read your body and adjust your plan accordingly. If you have more options, then you are not stuck with one diet or one method. Trust me, it will happen that tracking your food is not possible, or having, quote-unquote, the right foods available is not possible, or not being able to eat at the right time or whatever. So in those situations, that are unexpected, you want to have different options of what to do to avoid getting into an all or nothing mindset and then blaming yourself for a lack of discipline when discipline wasn't even the problem in the first place. So to sum it up, yes, discipline can be a good thing and it requires to some extent to get leaner, and it is required to some extent to get leaner, but it's not the only thing that matters. More of it won't always be the solution, and you want to have more tools in your arsenal to be successful in the long term. Now, let's go to the second point, which is more restriction. This is big. I mean, this is really, really, really big, because when it comes to eating, it's ingrained in our culture that less is better. I wonder how many generations of women have been brainwashed to think that everything low calories is the solution. It's always less, 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 less. Less calories, less carbs, less fat, less sugar, less gluten, less dairy, less meat, less food. It's just less. Now, of course, the key to losing weight and losing body fat is a caloric deficit. And losing body fat will help you up to some point to look more toned and be healthier. But as I said, up to a point. Even more importantly, not all calorie deficits are created equal. If it is too aggressive or held for a long time, it will backfire. What I mean by that is that if you eat too little for too long, you will have increased cravings that will be extremely hard to resist. But it will also harm your metabolism and your health. The best example of this is the health consequences of the Dutch famine at the end of World War II. There was no food to eat, so the restriction was unavoidable. And it had a lot of negative consequences on the babies that were in the womb during the winter of 1944 to 45. Even though that severe calorie restriction was for a relatively short time, it led to more cardiovascular disease, more cancer, and more mental health disease in the generation born that winter. That being said, losing body fat can also be beneficial for your metabolism and your health. So my point here is that you want to find the sweet spot. And to do so, it's not possible to only restrict everything all of the time in your life. For one, it won't lead to the results you want. And two, it will create more problems down the line if this is the only strategy that you use and that you know. We want to make sure that the time frame of a calorie deficit is very clear with a definitive deadline. Get in, reap the benefits, and then get out. This is one part of the solution, and you can learn more about it in our free workbook, The Toned Body Blueprint, which you can download with the link in the description below. The other side of the solution is to make sure that you include your favorite foods in your diet even when you try to reduce body fat. The key here is to be mindful and very intentional when and how you do this. But if you restrict everything out of your diet, it will suck the joy out of the whole process, and there's no way on earth that you are going to follow through with it. Or if you do, it will cost you so much energy and effort that it will backfire 99.9% of the time with some form of intense food cravings that can very quickly turn into binge eating episodes. And this is definitely something you want to avoid. All right. That's all I have for you today. If you want more, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and connect with me on Instagram for a more personal touch. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.